This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First round opponent in the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy Football League.
Oh, you made the playoffs.
I did.
Oh, very nice.
You did the rest of the show?
We don't talk fantasy on this show, Sean. No one wants to hear about it. It only has to do with you and your team, so we decided it's done.
All three of you missed? We're supposed to be the football show. We're supposed to watch more football.
Yeah, but Fish made a bad maneuver earlier on in the year. Dropped my quarterback for Andy Dalton.
Well, be a man and have your own team.
No, because I don't pay attention to it.
Jerry Jones coming up live at 8:30 this morning. Jared Sandler, Ranger Insider, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. I think I'm going to start Ryan Tannehill instead of Patrick Mahomes because Mahomes is playing that New England defense. I don't know. It could be an interesting coaching decision.
I texted Sandler, it's me and you, and he goes, I didn't know they let 7-6 teams in the playoffs. So is this the NFC East?
Oh, no.
So I'm barely stuck in a hole. All right, yesterday the news came out, Bob Nightingale and Evan Grant, major league executives, think the Rangers are the leaders for Anthony Rendon. What do you think of that?
Well, it makes a lot of sense if you want to connect some dots. Well, you know, the Rangers need a third baseman. The Rangers need a big-time stud in their lineup, and they need a middle-of-the-order right-handed bat. And Anthony Rendon is all three of those things. And then, you know, the question is always for a guy like Rendon, do they have the money, and are they willing to spend it? And if you believe everything that John Daniels has said dating back to last offseason, then yes, they do. They have the money, and they're willing to spend it. And you know, I think 3 off seasons are going to be really exciting for Rangers fans because I think they're in the beginning stages of really building a team to push for the World Series. And, you know, why have they not spent in recent years? I don't think they felt like they were ready to spend. They've been getting ready to spend, and I think this could be the start of a really fun off season. And, you know, it seems like Zach Wheeler's also in the mix, but I would agree. Now, does this mean they're going to get Rendon? We'll see. But I definitely think that these are not just leverage rumors. These are legitimate rumors.
He's turning 30 in June. He's had 3 really, really good seasons as of late. Is Anthony Rendon, with the age and 3 years of really good play, worth $30-plus million a year?
Man, he's been one of the 5 best hitters in Major League Baseball over the last, like you said, 3 years. And it's just, this is the way Major League Baseball's free agency works. It's rare you get a mid-20s or even like 27, 28-year-old stud hit free agency. It happens, and it happened last year with Machado and Harper. But this is about the age that guys hit free agency, 29, 30, 31. And I think so, Sean. If he was a center fielder or a shortstop, I would have some questions because those positions, they tend to wear down physically at an earlier age. He's a third baseman. He's going to play in the American League. Don't have to deal with the heat as much. You can DH him at times as he gets older if you need. But I don't have concerns. We've seen guys. I mean, the Rangers had a third baseman who they signed at around the same age who went on and had a really good decade. And that's the exception in Adrian Beltre. But I think we've seen guys here of late maybe defy what we consider to be the physical prime of an athlete from a hitting standpoint. And I think a guy like Anthony Rendon, who's just so strong fundamentally as a hitter, is someone who would fit in that category.
Will they actually go to 8 years? Will they actually go to $35 million? Because it's reported he turned down 30 a year over 7.
Yeah, that's a great question. My guess is they don't go above 7 years. My guess is they'd be more inclined to add to the dollar amount. You know, I never know with guys how much it matters because there's no state income tax here. So obviously $30 million a year in Texas is better than $30 million a year in D.C. with the Nationals or a lot of other teams. But my guess is they're going to be somewhere between $30 and $32 million at about 7 years is what I would guess. Maybe get up to 33.
Jared, I know he's from Texas, but why would the Rangers be the leaders? No other team has $30-plus million to spend for a fantastic you know, very good defensive third baseman?
Yeah, I spoke to some people who know Anthony Rendon, players who have played with him along the way or become friends, and they all said during this past season that he loves Texas. Now, this was before the Nationals won the World Series, but guys were saying that he would love the chance to come home to Texas. Obviously, Houston doesn't really have a need at third base, nor do they have the money to get a guy like Rendon. But that's a great question. He's one of these laid-back guys who I don't think is looking for the New York or L.A. or even Chicago buzz. Mm. You know, not that DFW doesn't provide a big market, but it's not the glitz and glamour. It's not Hollywood. It's not the Big Apple. And I don't think he's necessarily looking for that like some guys are. I think he'd love to come back here, played at Rice, grew up just outside of Houston. And I think the fit is so perfect. And, you know, I don't know. I always wonder with guys who win World Series, does that – you know, like Dirk always said that he didn't leave because he won a championship. He didn't need to leave. Well, Anthony Rendon's won a World Series. Does that change his priorities, not going to a team that maybe is a World Series contender immediately, but a team that he could put some stock into that could develop into a World Series contender here in the next couple of years?
Jared Sandler, Rangers Insider, joining us here, 105 through the Fan. There was another report of the third baseman, Miguel Andujar, potentially being traded, the Rangers being in on that. What's your take on that? What's the compensation that might be given up? Because he does have about 4 years of team control.
Yeah, so that's one that I would put more in the category of like either leverage play, leverage rumor, or like triple backup plan. Just because we've seen that, you know, this team is emphasizing defense a lot more, and that is absolutely the antithesis of what Miguel Andujar's strengths are. He is brutal defensively at third. I don't think that that's priority one, two, or three for the Rangers, especially because, like, you know, I wouldn't say no to Anthony Rendon just because Josh Young and Sherton Apostle and Davis Wenzel are in the system. I think I'd be a little more hesitant with Miguel Andujar to commit to the next 4 years and what the price might be. My guess is if you're trading for Miguel Andujar, you're probably giving up one of your seven or eight best prospects, and I'd say two of your top 16. And it might be one of your young starters. And I have no issue with the Rangers trading one of their four young starters, or I guess five, you include Taylor Hearn, if it's going to help you right now at the major league level with a guy who you could have for several years. But I don't know that Miguel Andujar crosses the threshold of a guy that I would trade one of those young pups for to help right away. I just, you know, I think there are other options with Josh Donaldson, and then you got the young guys if the Anthony Rendon thing fell through.
What is the chances that a Zach Wheeler would show his face here? There's reports he wants over $100 million.
Yeah, I do think what I'll tell you is I know the Rangers really, really like Zach Wheeler. He's had some good seasons recently. I think the Rangers look at Zach Wheeler as a guy who, with their program and all the information that they have and the things that they did, for instance, with a guy like Lance Lynn, they could do with a guy like Zach Wheeler. I think they feel like as good as Zach Wheeler's been, he can be even better if he comes here. I think that they're going to be really aggressive going after him. But the one thing I'll say is they're not going to they're not going to spend all of their money this offseason. Now, they could sign Rendon and Zach Wheeler and still have enough money to go and be players for a guy like Francisco Lindor next year. But they're looking at this over the next few years. It's not like an all-in this year. And that might be one reason why they're not likely to get Rendon and Cole. But Wheeler, who probably be about 10 or so less per year than Gerrit Cole, is definitely more feasible. And I know they really, really like him. And the fact that he's a righty helps because this is right now a lefty-heavy rotation.
Any other names we need to be looking out for?
Well, I just think that, you know, it's not a specific name. I guess the name I would throw out there is Nomar Mazara. The Rangers have an outfield logjam that they've got to address. There have been reports that they're going to work out Nomar Mazara at first base. So it could be Nomar Mazara just moving to first base. I still think that they're going to explore trades and that this is an offseason that's going to be aggressive not only in free agency but in the trade market because they've got to address this outfield situation so they can put the best-fitting puzzle together.
Set us up for Sunday in the Colony.
It's going to be a blast, guys, and I appreciate every one of the fans and you guys helping out and being a part of this. You guys are a huge part of this, and you know, I hope people bid on the chance to – I think you guys are the reigning champions. You guys raised the most money with your Bay last year, so see if you can do it again. It will be you, Sean, RJ, Roy. I know Troy's unable to make it, but Kayvon Frazier and Willie Calhoun will be a part of your Bay as well. So you're getting the chance to hang out with all of you guys, drink, eat, bid on some items. It should be a lot of fun. There are going to be tons of celebrities roaming around. It's a great chance to hang out with guys from the fan and DFW celebs. I think Michael Young will be there. Drew Pearson will be there, among others. So it's going to be a lot of fun and raise some money for kids with physical and intellectual disabilities so we can really make a difference in that field over the next several years.
Great work as always. Be proud, and we'll continue to talk about it. Maybe pop you on at the end of the week as well. Thank you, man.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Jared Sandler. Let's get the bid up right now. Come party and golf with us Sunday. 877-881-1053. Lines are open. 877-881-1053.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.